episode 19 of the Speech with Alex Tricolo podcast. I am your host, Alex Tricolo. I am a speechy and mum of three from Perth. I'm on a mission to provide parents with free, accessible, relatable, and most importantly, easy to understand information about speech therapy. This episode forms part of a five-part series. It is episode 4 of that series about your toddlers and their language development. And this particular episode is a speech therapist's favourite activities for language development. So enjoy. This episode might not be what you expected. One of the key questions I get as a speech therapist is if I can recommend apps for toddlers to help their language development. And the second key question I get is what toys should you be buying for your toddlers to help them to say new words? My initial answer to both of these questions is none. Zero. Of course, I do have a few recommendations if you want to make good choices when it comes to apps and toys if you are purchasing them for your children, but this episode is not about that. Now, if you've missed the previous three episodes in this little mini series about your toddler's language development, I encourage you to go back and have a listen, particularly to episodes 16 and 17. And the reason for that is that I go through your toddler's brain and how they learn words. And that is really critical to know to make more informed choices about the activities you do with your kids. So go back and have a listen. There's a few key factors that we need to consider when we consider activities to encourage language development at home. Number one, we want to provide opportunities for repetition of language. We don't want it to be a blink and you'll miss it kind of situation with language. Kids need to hear the language in context repetitively to begin storing and using it. We need to give them multiple opportunities. Seeing a mouth speak plus nonverbal communication is a really very large critical part of learning to speak. And this happens a lot more at home because we have a more one-on-one. Even if you have other children, you have a more close to one-on-one type interaction with your child. They can see your mouth moving. They can see you using the words in context. However, when kids are on an app or watching TV and when they're in a group environment like a daycare, they aren't getting that personalized in context language and they're not able to pay attention as easily to one person's body language, nonverbal information, facial expressions, how the mouth moves and how that all happens when people say words. So the seeing a mouth speak and seeing someone's nonverbal communication simply isn't achievable at all with toys and apps unless you have a parent or other person interacting in that moment. And even TV shows often have times where someone not on the screen is speaking, so the context can be sometimes a little lost. Number three, we need to consider the amount of interaction and responsiveness that we get from the toy or app or activity. Not only is social interaction really important, but one of the greatest strategies we can use as parents is being responsive to what they are saying. A child makes a command, a parent responds. Doesn't necessarily give them what they want, but they respond. Child might say a word incorrectly, a parent responds. Child might make a social noise or greeting, and a parent responds. And this is powerful, very powerful. And the fourth thing to consider is that our kids need context and location specificity. Language needs to be learnt in the context in which it will be used. So talking about Play-Doh whilst playing with it, for example, adding information about smells, sight, taste, touch, etc. Plus, there are large differences in language choices, dialects, accents, and nonverbal language between locations and cultures. So again, any kind of noisy toys, even toys that speak, and apps are going to not be location specific. So after all these considerations, you might have guessed where I am heading with this, and I'm going to share it with you after this little break. I wanted to interrupt this episode to shout out a local Perth dance company who has created programs for babies and toddlers to instill a love of music and movement right from the start. This is so powerful for communication development. Dynamic Baby Bop and Ballet has so many options for classes from their beautiful studios in Osborne Park. I took my kids to some of their classes when they were babies, and I can attest to their amazing ability to engage the kids and be super flexible, as you all know we need to be with that age group. Check them out on Instagram, Dynamic Baby Bop and Ballet and Dynamic Performing Arts, and I'll pop the link in the show notes for you. So, did you guess where I was going? Of course, we want you to provide opportunities for children to play. Let them play how they want to play, be responsive, add language, be silent sometimes, copy them and have fun with them. You get to play as well, right by their side. But Alex, what do you mean by opportunities? So by opportunities, I mean things like books, songs, getting out in nature, playing with things like balls, bubbles, cars, doing fun role play at home. And as you can see from these suggestions, I'm not encouraging you to buy specific toys. Balls can be whatever you've got at home. It can be honky nuts that you find on the ground. So it doesn't have to be you going to the shops and going and buying something expensive. Other things might include things like dolls and the beautiful role play that comes with playing with dolls. And that's, of course, for both boys and girls. Blocks, of course, are just so open-ended. They can be anything that you want them to be, and I love seeing where kids' minds go in terms of what they want to construct. Cubbies, of course, are going to be so fun, and the best thing I love about cubbies is the language that you hear from inside cubbies when you're not in there with them. Sometimes kids feel like no one can hear them. It's like a cone of silence inside their cubby, so that one is extra special. Tea sets, or even just getting involved with some kitchen play. Maybe there's a drawer in the kitchen that they have things in there that they can play with, banging on pot lids and making drums with pots and things like that. Messy play if you're up for it, but you don't have to be. And of course, my probably number one favorite is water play. I still do this with my 4, 5, and 6-year-olds when I just feel like everything's getting a bit crazy. We actually use water play in our house for some quiet time, and my kids will chit chat while they play, but it's actually just a bit of a way that they feel more grounded. So I tend to not add too much language because they need it as a bit of a calm down activity. Keep in mind, your activities do not have to be Instagram picture perfect. My kids' favourite activity at their nonna's house is watering the garden and filling buckets of water for their toys to play in, and sometimes for them to jump in themselves. They invented this activity themselves, and it evolves each time. I'm not saying they invented it first, but it just came out of something that they created. We didn't tell them to do it. And these are the most powerful moments for language development. And if they go to their nonna's house, the strongest thing that they can do in terms of language is describe what they did with the water, which is just fascinating. So if you missed a few episodes ago, episodes 17 and 18 and even 16 before that, head back and have a listen because I give you some key strategies, but I also talk about your toddler's brain and how important that is for the decisions that you make at home for how you might develop their language skills at home. If you have concerns about your toddler's language, you might be interested in the Boost program for Toddlers Video Library that I created. It has lots of information about toddler development, your toddler's brain, and so many strategies, over 30 strategies that you can try at home to encourage your toddler's language development. You get instant access once you purchase, and I'll pop the link in the show notes for you. Thank you so much for listening. There is just one more episode in this little series about your toddlers, so don't miss it. It's coming up next.